According to the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, El Niño, that periodic warming of sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean, has an 80% chance of forming before September, 90% chance of persisting until November. And there's even talk of a super El Niño. We know exactly where to go when we have questions in any way, shape, or form regarding the weather. And that is the great meteorologist Scott Larimore, the general manager of the Weather Channel Radio Network. Scott, it's always a pleasure.
Paul, thanks so much for having me today, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. And June 1st, we started hurricane season. We don't worry about hurricanes here in Michigan, but we have friends and family in Florida and other hurricane areas. We worry about tornadoes, but how much do we have to worry about El Niño and the possibility of a super El Niño, and what exactly is that?
Well, a super El Niño means that the ocean temperatures of the Pacific, on average, are more than 2 degrees above what they should be. And now that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you think about the Pacific Ocean being the deepest ocean on the planet and the biggest ocean on the planet, you're really saying a mouthful when you're saying the whole equatorial Pacific and the eastern Pacific is above average. That is a lot of acreage, a lot of territory that you're talking about being a warm sea surface temperature. As you can imagine, that changes the weather patterns around the Pacific. And the takeaway is, after a complex dance, it makes a portion of the jet stream really fire up. And that jet stream that comes across the country from the Pacific kind of hugs the Gulf Coast and pushes all the way out across the U.S. into the Atlantic Ocean. And what that does, in turn, is just give us too much upper-level wind for tropical systems to form in the Atlantic. And so El Niño, strong El Niños, in this case, a very strong El Niño, has a tendency overall to make for less tropical activity in the Atlantic as we head through summer and towards peak season, which is actually September.
Well, that's a surprise. That's not what I expected you to say. Stronger El Niños tend to flip the usual hurricane season equation, suppressing storms in the Caribbean.
Correct.
And tropical Atlantic. But it does amplify.
Correct.
Them then in the central and eastern Pacific?
So the typhoons can go fast and furious in the Pacific, and they're basically the Pacific version of hurricanes. We just call them typhoons. But yes, there already is some activity off the west coast of Mexico as we speak. It could be their first EastPac named storm. A tropical storm, Amanda, is forming on the west coast of Mexico as we speak into the weekend. It's not expected to affect Hawaii. Now, a little closer to home, here in the beautiful state of Michigan, there is an impact, believe it or not, with El Niño. It's not maybe what you would think about, but if you can imagine the United States, if you imagine these fast jet stream level winds way off to our south over the summer, down over the Gulf of Mexico and going out to the Atlantic, that kind of leaves us in a void area here across the Great Lakes, where we have a tendency during strong El Niños for it to be warm and dry. And as you might remember, last summer we had such a problem with wildfires and the Canadian wildfire smoke coming down from Canada.
Right.
That is, believe it or not, one of the concerns with a very strong El Niño here in Michigan and really across southeastern Canada and across even New England and the U.S.-Canadian border, is wildfires and wildfire smoke. If it gets dry and real warm, that's when obviously we have a higher likelihood for poor air quality, for wildfire smoke, if there are wildfires.
So here's a quote from the UN Secretary General. The world must treat it as the urgent climate warning it is. El Niño conditions will pour fuel on the fire of a warming world. The Secretary General also urged a shift away from fossil fuels toward renewable energy. He must not be very happy with today's announcement by President Trump that he's going to refuel coal mining and coal usage here in America.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. He's probably not very happy about that. It is miraculous to watch as a scientist, though. We are starting to see the equatorial Pacific starting to come up above average. And if you do a Google search at home of sea surface temperature anomalies, it basically looks at current observed sea surface temperatures and compares them to average, right? Because that's what El Nino is all about, is being above average. And then the opposite of that, which we haven't talked about, is La Nina. That's when the Pacific is below average.
On my notes, I was going to ask, what about El Nino's sister, La Nina?
Yes, exactly. So we were kind of neutral, and now we're going into what is forecast to be a very strong, El Nino event. And we're starting to see it. If you do that Google search with sea surface temperatures over the Pacific, how it compares to normal, you can actually start to see the equator starting to bud in this, red color. It starts to hug the belt of the equator, and then it spreads up to the northern Pacific, and then lastly, it spreads all the way up to the Gulf of Alaska. Now, the Gulf of Alaska right now is still a little bit below average as far as sea surface temperatures are going, but we believe we're at the beginning of this El Nino event. So if you look at that kind of map online, you'll eventually see most of the Pacific is colored either yellow or red, which means it's above average.
Meteorologist Scott Larimore, general manager of the Fine Weather Channel radio network, of which WJR is proudly a part of. What's it look like? A quick summary for the tornado season around Michigan.
So we had quite a start to the year with a terrible killer start, right? And that event that happened a few months back, which was very atypical. That was not normal. If we do end up with a strong El Nino, we might end up with a very dry, warm summer. And we're starting to get some glimpses of that, Paul, late next week. And for mid-June, models are showing some 90s starting to show up in the forecast. And, records this time of year for us are in the low 90s.
Always a pleasure. You always make it possible for us to understand. We appreciate the way you explain things to us. Meteorologist Scott Larimore, general manager of the Weather Channel Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Scott.
Thank you, Paul. You too. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, we love having you on, and we love being a part of the Weather Channel Radio Network, that's for sure. We continue here in Focus with a quick reminder. It's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience, your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show guitar tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th. You could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of MetroCards, $100 to buy Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. More information at WJR.com.